with anger, I think there's some really effective strategies that involve regulation of the physiological response, identifying triggers, et cetera, et cetera. And we get to hostility, that's a much deeper embedded issue that is, as I mentioned, kind of a way of being. It's not just a response. It's an adaptation that people have made to living in the world. And I think hostility is a lot harder to work with, but possible, right? So if we think about hostility as basically, again, relational, right, that it's an accumulation of perceived or actual hurts, pains, et cetera, without someone to protect and have compassion and intervene, then part of what we're building in the therapeutic relationship is a different experience, right? That one can have experiences of being hurt, offended, disrespected, and that be validated, and there be compassion and relief and intervention. So one of the challenges with hostile people, right, is they don't engender warm, fuzzy feelings from others, right? So when clients come in really hostile, one, we probably know that their presentation in the world is not engendering much kind of loving feedback from others, and it may not from us as well, as therapists. So I think part of our challenge is to find that place in ourselves that can feel that warm, loving feeling towards the client so that the client can feel that from us, because ultimately that's what needs healing with someone who's hostile, is that sense that I am heard, I am understood, someone will intervene, someone cares, all of that category of things. Yeah.
In this program, we explored many strategies for helping our clients approach anger in a healthier, more beneficial way. I hope you found these insights helpful and that you'll find ways to use them in your practice. Now, before we go, I wanted to visit with Dr. Joan Borisenko one last time. Joan shared a story with me that I wanted to share. I felt that it captures sort of the big why behind this kind of work and how what you're doing matters to so many people. In the obvious ways, of course, but also in ways that you may never know. Thank you for being a part of this program. I'll see you soon.
I'd been invited to go to a school, a mandated school for kids in the juvenile justice system. And I mean, it was scary. You had to, go through a metal detector because these are kids likely to bring guns, knives, all kinds of things, to school. And then the teacher said, "Oh, she works in the field of the mind and the body." And the teacher said, "Can you give a short lecture to these students?" And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, this is the most frightening gig I've ever had. How am I don't work with adolescents or young people anyhow." And there's a bunch of kids, they're sitting like that, they're looking in the other direction. It's very clear, how am I going to get their attention? And I thought, "Oh God, I'll do a demonstration. I hope it works. I hope it works." And what it was I asked them a question. I said, "So, what do you think is more powerful, anger or love?" And of course, they were like laughing at me, like, "Anger is more powerful. Of course. What are you thinking?" And so I invited one of them up for a muscle testing demonstration, one of these things where I said, put the arm out and then press on it. And I said to him, "Okay, now think of something that really makes you angry." And when I did the muscle testing, I was really relieved because he was incredibly weak. His arm could not really stay up at all. The little bit of force, and he caved. And I asked him what had made him angry, and he told me some story about his stepfather, and it was really an abused story, and it's clear that what was coming up for him was also a lot of sadness, a lot of vulnerability that was under the anger, which was making him weak. And then I asked him to tell me, I asked him to bring up an image of love. And once again, we did the muscle testing. And he was so strong. He was so strong, I could not move him. Oh, now I'm going to cry. And I said, what did you think of when you thought of love? And he said, I thought of my little brother and how much I loved him and how I would do anything to protect him and to keep him safe. What came out of this was an actual real discussion with this group of really traumatized and injured kids, where we could really talk about anger and how it might be protective, but how the feelings underneath make us weak, and what really love is all about. I still remember that. I think of it all the time.